Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us here on Making It Last with your host, Pamela King. It's all about topics relating to marriage, dating, and love. It's about connection, commitment, and consistency in your life, in your marriage, and with yourself. Thank you for joining, Pamela, and stay tuned for a good enlightening conversation with your host and her guest here on Making It Last.
Hello, hello, happy Thursday. It is one day before the 4th of July. I know you guys are probably packing it in at work, counting down the hours to a long weekend. Well, I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us for the midday conversation here on Making It Last. I am Pamela King coming to you live from Memphis, Tennessee. I hope you guys have been having a wonderful summer. We are 3 days into July. It has gotten hot, but it's still beautiful to be standing above ground in this day that the Lord has made. I am truly excited about today's conversation. You know, finances is one of the most troubling conversations that couples have, and a lot of times it brings discontent to the home and causes issues and disagreements, and sometimes it even splits a marriage. It causes the husband and the wife to, you know, split, divorce over finances. And a lot of times finances can be one of those things that is simply eradicated. You can definitely have conversations about it. You can be open and honest. You can come on a plan. But we're going to talk about that today. I have a great guest that is going to join us and give us all the tidbits. And we're just going to have an in-depth conversation about marriage, about finances, about how to come together as one, connect your ideas, your way of thinking, the way you manage your money, just so that you guys can have a happy, healthy, financially strong marriage. And it's so important because we need money to live the life that we want to live. But, you know, it's easier said than done for some. However, the key word here is easy. It starts with a conversation. Starts with an openness. But you know what I'm going to do. I am not going to start this conversation, this topic with you guys without bringing in God into our conversation, just so that we can bring him in and he can be overseer of this conversation, because there is a message, there is a reason why God wants us to really have this conversation right here, right now. We're in the 6th month of the year. Half of 2014 has passed, and so we're getting ready for the remainder of the year. And God wants us to be able to walk purposefully and do what we need to do. And it takes money. It takes you guys to be on the same page to do the things that your marriage is designed to do. So we're going to invite him in, and I invite you guys to join me in this prayer before we introduce our guest and get started with this conversation. Jehovah God, we come to you at this time, and we just thank you for this lovely day. Thank you for waking up, giving us another opportunity to be here, to be present, to be intentional in our walking and in our purpose, to be with our spouse, to be with our loved ones. Give us the opportunity to right our wrongs. In this conversation today, Jehovah, we just thank you for bringing us Janine Kelly, the credit coach, here to help us to think outside the box and to just challenge our thinking and how we manage our finances. We know that you give it to us, and we are supposed to do right by those dollars and cents that you give us. And we just thank you, Jehovah, for bringing us together, giving us a household that a husband and a wife that can have their money combined to do more, to live purposely, to have a happy financial, healthy financial marriage. And that way there is no disagreements, there is no discord, there is none of that, that they can focus on more of them instead of focusing more on the dollars. Jehovah, we just thank you for this opportunity, because we know without you, we wouldn't be able to do this, because every dollar, every cent that we get, every finances that comes to us is not by our own will. It's because of your grace and mercy, and we just thank you for all of that. We thank you, Jehovah, for being the God of love, the God that takes care of us. You give us our needs, and we need to be good stewards of those things that you give to us, and that includes our finances. We thank you. I thank you for giving me the platform to bring it to the listeners. I thank you for giving us this great guest that is very well in tune with what needs to happen. I thank you for bringing our hearings, figuring out her schedule so that she can have time for us. I just thank you. So I want all the listeners, all the saints, everyone that loves you and adores you to say amen, hallelujah. You guys, it is wonderful to be here. I am excited. I want you to get some pen, get a pen, some paper, call your friends, download the podcast. Keep it close, because I promise you, you are going to want to replay this conversation and really take good notes, because the world revolves around money, and we need it to do the things that just for the necessities and for just the things that we just want to have. So I invite you to go on and do that. Get the information that you need. So without further ado, I want to bring on our guest. Good afternoon, Making It Last listeners. Thank you again for joining me today for a very good conversation that we're going to have. And the good thing about today's topic, it doesn't matter where you are in your relationship, in your marriage, money is something that we all talk about, is something that we all need. Credit is something that we all need, but it's not something that we all have taken care of. So I am truly, truly excited to have Kelly on the line with us today, because she is going to talk to us about marriage money woes and how to, you know, get our finances under control and just be on one accord when it comes to our money, our finances, and our marriage. I know you're saying, so why you got Miss Kelly on here? Who makes her an expert on talking to us about marriage money woes? I am so glad you guys asked me, and I know you trust me. You know I got the best for you. Well, Jenny Kelly, I am so sorry, you guys. I keep messing up her name, but Jenny Kelly is an author. She's a speaker. She's a widely sought-after credit coach. I just recently watched her appearance on the Today Show, where she was talking about how to help your credit, golden tidbits about how to improve your credit, even if it is a tad bit damaged. 15 years ago, she was turned down for a mortgage, and she realized that she needed to understand why and fix the problem. So she is not just reading and spitting out numbers or philosophy. She's lived it. She's walked it. She's taught it. So I am truly glad to have you with us today, Ms. Kelly. Thank you for joining us here on Making It Last.
Oh, Pamela, thank you for having me.
You know, we are in the deep, deep, deep season of weddings. This is the wedding season. This is July. Everyone is getting married. And a lot of couples start marriage off in debt.
Yes, they do. You know, it's sad to see it. You know, And you can't take away someone's wedding that they want to have, possibly, or they could be going in with a lot of debt from past credit card debt or a student loan problem. But the thing is, it is the wedding season, and it just has to be discussed so that both of you are at least on the same page. That's one of the biggest things.
That is so true. We got to get on the same page, and the key word here was discuss. But you know how we tiptoe around that discuss, and so how would someone even? I mean, I don't see why it should be a problem, because we're getting ready to, you know, spend our lives together, you know, that commitment. But how do someone bring up the conversation about, okay, so what do your credit look like? How do you like to spend?
And
what
is
your money management?
Yeah, I mean, some people even talk about this. There's an online, like, credit dating site, you know, like all those others. So some people are very serious about it, wanting to know immediately. And then there's the other people that it's almost like the time when you do start in a relationship talking about, people will say, well, you know, how much should we start a savings together? How much money do you make? You know, what can we afford this apartment? Can we afford this kind of a wedding? Whenever that conversation begins, at the same time you should be saying, hey, what's your credit score? Because it's not just all about how much money someone makes. If, let's say, that is a great income, but they have this tremendous debt that they've never taken care of, or they are sloppy with paying their bills. You know, so you kind of want to at least be on the same page. And a lot of times people may say, I have no idea, because a lot of people don't look at their credit. So it's just a good thing to start doing when you're talking about finances. Let's look together. Let's, you know, who wants to have a date night looking at their credit reports? But we all have to pay our bills at some point. So whenever you choose to be doing that, pull your credit reports and look at them together. And again, then you'll at least be on the same page. You'll know, okay, this is what's happening financially with us. You know, maybe one pays the bills great and one doesn't. You know, then walking into that marriage, you may say, okay, listen, obviously you're not doing such a great job. How about, you know, we do it together, or I, you know, make sure we pay these things on time. You know, we'll have a joint account to pay those, you know, bills that are affecting your credit. But again, you're on the same page. Look at everything together. And I even say check in twice a year doing this, you know, January and July. You know, you want to look at reports at least twice a year.
I truly agree. And, you know, I am an advocate for dating your spouse date night. And I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with setting aside one of your quality times and going over the finances. Because if you don't have the finances or you're not on the same page about it, there's not going to be many date nights. So I'm okay with them spending the time and discussing it. And, you know, I know that we talked about the roles, and there are some traditional roles that people stick with, but sometimes your strengths are not compatible with you being the bill payer. And I like the fact that you brought that up. So, how should the couples look at their roles in the finances and really take on the strengths and weaknesses of each other?
Right. Well, one thing, like, I do know I've had couples sit down in front of me and, you know, one will say, I don't want to not be involved. Or some are so easy to say, I could care less. Good. You know, they could take my paycheck and do whatever they want. You know, it really depends on the person. So, I mean, the easiest way, honestly, whether the person doesn't care or whether the person does care, is if you take that one time in the beginning to set up things automatically online. And and if you don't want to set it up automatically online, setting it up on a piece of paper, knowing the schedule, like, okay, these are due this date, you know, and we're going to take it out of this account. So if you know the paycheck or a portion of paychecks go in this account, and one person either calls them in, mails it in, or it's automatically set up and the minimum payments are going to be automatically done, then it kind of takes away the fighting of, you know, not knowing what's to be paid or where the money is coming from. It's set up already. And then, obviously, if there's extra money, you know, that's for another financial conversation, and maybe you would be having that with a financial consultant or your banker for options of what to do with that. But as far as the regular bills that you know you're having to pay, you know, why hide it? That's the beautiful thing about the credit report. You know, once you're looking at it, everything's on there, you know, or at least it should be. So, you know, you're saying, okay, I didn't realize you had these three credit cards with these balances. But now that we do, maybe we won't be going, you know, for that weekend away, because I'd rather see that paid off before we get married or whatever, you know, whatever it'll be. Yeah.
It is so important for couples to, you know, have these tough conversations. Not only do you talk about, do you want kids, how are we going to discipline, but you need to talk about money. How are we going to discipline ourselves on finances? Where are you in regards to your debt, you know, ratio? Let me know about your past debt. Do you have any past debt that's going to haunt us?
Right.
You know, child support, foreclosures, all of those things. Talk about it so that you guys can make an educated decision on how you want to proceed, because that could be a deal breaker for some, or that could be an opportunity for growth for others.
Right, exactly. You know, again, being on the same page with your finances is huge, because when you're married, it's definitely, you're not merging all of your credit together, but at the same time, if you want to buy that house one day together, everything is going to count, you know, so
absolutely,
it is important to be on the same page. And it is a major problem with people, you know, when they don't talk finances and then there is an issue. You know, this just, you know, the sooner the better. This way you're on the same page.
Yes, I think it really is. And it's full disclosure at that point. Be open and honest and transparent about it so that you guys can really know where you're headed and you can make a game plan. Because regardless, if you got to make a plan. You got to know how you're going to merge these two incomes, merge these two credit scores, merge these two sets of debts and outgo of income. So when we're talking about the managing it and moving forward as a couple, how can they work as a team to improve each other's scores, or do they leave that as an individual task?
Well, I mean, your credit report is free. It's definitely an individual's credit report, so there's no merging it just because you're getting married. But you can. It's great to have a teammate. You know, sometimes I've even seen friends, you know, start like a little credit coaching, you know, like when you have a buddy to work out with you. There's some, you know, groups like that. So, I mean, everybody, whatever you need. But as far as the couples go, you know, let's say one does have a lot of debt and one doesn't. So let's focus on paying down that debt, because as soon as you pay down that debt, your FICO credit score is going to go up, because 30% of your credit score with FICO is regarding debt. So the lower those balances, the higher your score can be. So you can help, you know, if that you're in it together for the marriage, you're going to be in it together with finances. So work together, and it's so nice to know that you're on the same page. So let's say 6 months, like I said, check it again, and then in 6 months you're checking again. I'm not saying that a spouse may not be saying everything with using a credit card, but if you do know that every 6 months you check in with your spouse and you're looking at your credit card, you're not going to be racking up stuff saying, well, let me just try to do this. I'll pay that back at some point. There won't be any, like, credit card secrets if you are already in a routine of looking at your credit together twice a year and it doesn't become an issue, because you're just always doing that together. It's just, you know, instead of doing it alone, now you're doing it with your spouse.
So is there a madness to cleaning up your credit or improving your score? Let me change that. Improving your FICO score, is there a a system that you need to do? Is there, should you do all the credit, sure, pay off all your credit cards, or should you, I mean, how should they approach it in a logical,
right,
way?
Okay, well, the number one thing, the easiest, is be aware of what's being reported about you. So if you want to improve your credit, you first need to see what's on there, because I've been, over 15 years looking at credit reports, and a lot of people come to me with credit issues, but many come to me just with a credit question. I've never seen a credit report ever without a mistake on it. So that's 15 years of reports without seeing a mistake. So if you're not looking at your credit report, do so today, because there could be a mistake on there, and it could be costing you money because of it. So make sure everything is accurate. So the first thing you want to do is pull the credit report, get out a highlighter, highlight anything wrong. I don't even care if your middle initial is wrong. It should be correct. So highlight all of those details, addresses, the balances on a card, if the card is open or closed, if there's an account that doesn't belong to you, a late payment that you disagree with, highlight it all. And then what you do is, whatever you disagree, you contact that credit bureau. And again, there's Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. You want to contact them and enter your dispute directly with them. Now, they don't share information, so you do have to contact each of them separately, look at each report separately, and enter your dispute. So that's the first thing. And then if you want more credit points, FICO score, you want to look at your balances. That's a quick fix. Right away, if you're maxed out on credit cards, you start lowering those, your score will go up. If you're not even maxed out, let's say you're at 50%, you lower those balances, it'll help. I'd like to see my clients using 20% or less of their high available credit limit with cards. So if it's $1,000, I want to see them using $200 or below. And that's the magic number that I see that can help people, have healthy credit and obtain, the best score possible for them. So those are, right there, that's something you can do. And then, unfortunately, we do see collection accounts on credit reports. And some could be a mistake. So if it's a mistake, fabulous, get it corrected, get it off. If it's not a mistake, when you do pay it, just make sure they did contact you correctly. If there's anything you can do about if you disputed it, if it's not accurate, if you disagree with it, discuss that with the collection agency. But if it does need to be reported as a paid collection, at least you're moving on. Okay, it'll be paid, not going to help your score now. But time heals all wounds, and it will with your credit report. As time goes by, then it's a paid account 2 years later. It's not as bad as in the moment, like right now. But, you can't ignore something if it is a bill that's outstanding and you do owe it. So, it's things like that, just reviewing everything and making the best. And then moving forward, I have a lot of people who just have been sloppy, and they're just going to say, okay, I know I've made these late payments. I know I was not paying attention to it. But today you're going to stop that. So instead of continuing damaging your credit, you're going to start slowly improving it by just paying on time.
Great tidbits. But
yeah,
we talked about collections. We talked about high balances. A lot of people are faced with medical bills, and it's hitting their credit, and it does hurts the couples when they're trying to get things and buy purchase items. How can they get a manage on these medical bills?
Yeah, the sad thing is that when you are sick, sometimes you are not paying attention to your credit, and I totally get that. I myself was 2 years ago had thyroid cancer. So when I was getting back into being into, my genie mode again, I realized, wow, I can see how if you're not, I live and breathe credit. I looked at every doctor thing that came in. I you know, clipped it with my insurance, called to make sure there wasn't a balance due, but that's because of what I do. I understand you're real. Some people aren't going to do that, and it does slip by because you're worried about your life and your health. But you're really not thinking about, did I miss a $20 copay on something,
right,
and now it's going to go to collection. So, I mean, the best thing to do is try as soon as you're feeling better, or while you're not feeling good, make sure someone's responsible to be checking in on those things and making payments. If they're, you know, again, those $20 copays, it's not a financial thing. You can pay those. You just want to make sure you pay it at the, you know, after insurance left it as a balance still due to your doctor, you know. So being organized is really number one when it comes to medical bills, because you are responsible. And if insurance doesn't pay it, you know, it is your debt. So you want to be on top of that, sending things into insurance. And if you do owe medical debt, get on a payment plan. Try to talk to the doctor's office so that it stays in the doctor's office and doesn't go out to collections. But then again, if it does, a collection right now, as we're speaking, you know, in July 2014, they do appear on the credit report. You know, I'm hoping someday that can change, that when it comes to medical collections and they're paid, I would hope that one day those could be removed. But today, they're not. If it's acted
Absolutely.
Like any other collection, you know, it doesn't matter if it is a $20 medical collection or if it was a $20, you know, Netflix, you know, something that you forgot to pay. It doesn't matter. It's still a collection. But, yeah, I mean, the number one thing is organization. And the doctors don't want to send you to collection. So, you know, if you can keep it there, and, again, that's by being organized, that's the best advice I have. If you can't pay it in full right away, but set up a payment arrangement with them. If it's already on your credit report, you know, you're going to have to do what I said before, deal with the collection agency, make sure it is a valid debt and they notified you properly, and then start making payments, because at least it can be paid, and when it's paid, as time goes by, it won't be as damaging. But there's no miracle. You know, there's no like, oh, you know, you can pay this and all of a sudden it's just going to disappear from your credit report. You know, if it's accurate, it's going to show as a paid collection.
Good tidbit. So now that we know how to attack it and get to improve it, couples really need to get together and devise a plan. I mean, they need to be on the same page. Just because the husband may say, yes, we need to do this, the wife may not be, you know, none the wiser about this bill even exists. So it's really good for them to agree on their financial goals and create a plan together. Do you have any resources that they can go to, or you may have, that the couples can use to help them start these conversations and creating a plan?
Right. Well, definitely. You can, when it comes to creating a plan, there's websites out there like mint.com, for instance, and you can set up where, put a goal together, a financial goal of, you know, I want to attack this debt, how can I do it, setting up payments so things can be paid automatically out of your bank account. You know, I find that site very, very helpful. As far as building credit, let's say, if one person needs to start building some credit cards, because, again, when it comes to credit cards, you don't want to use credit cards for the sense of, I don't have money, let me use it. You want to use it as a tool to get you to the next step. I always say use those credit cards so when you want a home mortgage or you want an auto loan, things that are more money, people can look at your credit, the banks can look at your credit report, and your score is going to be healthy because you've been using the credit cards in a healthy way. So build those up and use the credit cards to pay bills you normally pay anyway. Like I have certain cards that I've, you know, sometimes you forget about using them. But if I say, okay, I want to show healthy credit and activity on this account, so I will attach for the next year. I'll make sure my cell bill, I have to pay it anyway, I'll make sure that credit card pays it, and then I just automatically pay that credit card. So it's always showing activity. I have another major credit card that I always use my gas for. I have to pay for gas anyway, so I might as well, you know, use it on this account. And then as soon as the bill comes in, I pay it. And it's just building healthy credit, healthy activity, and not maxing out and using it for things I have to use anyway, you know, instead of just using. A lot of people, Pamela, use their debit cards, and the money's there, and, you know, that's great. But the thing is, it's not building any history for them. If the money's not in the account, it gets declined. But people just keep thinking of it like a credit card, convenient, at the gas pump, get in there and, you know, get my gas. But I'd rather see them using it on a credit card. So then that's building activity, and, you know, the debit card never reports anything on your credit report, you know, because, again, it's not a line of credit. So a lot of people are shocked by that, saying, oh, I thought always, because I've always had that account, and I've been using that card for 5 years, and always, you know, I'm always using it. But nobody can see that but you and your bank. So you want to use credit cards as tools to get you to the next level. And even the auto loans, you know, obviously if you need a car, it's great to get an auto loan and have that as something else on your credit report. So when you purchase that major item, like a mortgage, you're going to have hopefully the highest score you can to get the lowest rate. And I talk about how sometimes people will say, oh, well, how much would it really save me if my score goes up, you know, 100 points, let's say. And if you do the math, and let's just say it's $250 extra that you would be saving on your mortgage. Well, times that by a year, times that by 30 years that you take a mortgage out, that's $90,000. It's a lot of money. And I'm just using $250 as an example. You know, it could be a little less. It could be some people could save a lot more. But, you know, you want to try when it comes to anything regarding credit, you know, try to keep yours as healthy as possible. And a plan and organization is key. And staying motivated, you know, I'm a credit coach, so I have a credit club. And, you know, every single month I'm changing things. I'm keeping people on top of, you know, what I say today, like we discussed the medical bills, what I say today could change in 6 months. So I keep everybody in the know of what's happening in the credit industry. So this way you don't have to research it for hours. You know, it's just always there coming, you know, coming to you, and healthy credit should be a major focus in your life. You work hard for your money. So, you know, try to keep it for yourself, you know.
Yeah, so that you can enjoy it and so you guys can have more money to do what you want to do in your marriage and build and have this foundation. Go on date nights or, you know, whatever it is that your goals and dreams are. And since they are discussing it together as a couple, everyone has bought into it, which is the key thing. Buy it, have that discussion, know where each one stands financially, and work toward being on the same financial platform as a couple.
Exactly. Totally correct. I mean, it's such an easy thing to do. It's just making that first step. You know, the first time you're going to talk about it, the first time you're going to sit down and pull your credit reports, you know, and take the stress away. You know, this is the beginning, so you can start nice and fresh together.
Yes, key here is to get started. You got to do that first step, and you know, as they say, once you get on that bicycle and learn how to ride it, you know, there's always the first fear, but once you conquer that fear, it's easy going. So, you know, ask that question, you know, set the atmosphere right so that the conversation can go as planned and you guys can really get a hold on your marriage financial woes. And I like a statement that you said, and reading your information is so that you guys can raise your glasses and cheer to a happy and financially healthy marriages. It's all about being happy and healthy in all aspects of marriages, and finances is one of them.
Absolutely.
This has been, I know the time goes really fast, Jimmy, and it's just like we got so much more that we can talk about when it comes to finances and marriages, but I want to give you an opportunity to let the listeners know exactly how they can find you, the resources that you offer. You know, just give them your information.
Okay, yeah, well, they can find me. The website is my name, so it's Jeannie Kelly, and I spell it JeanieKelly.net. And if you go on there, you know, the phone number is 866-234-5977, and you could call me, you know, for a credit coaching session. I offer the credit club like I discussed. And also there's free advice. You know, I have a free online credit class that goes right into your email box, and it's free, you know, so it's definitely a great place to start. And I'm always here. You know, I've been through it all, and if I haven't been through it all, I've helped thousands of people regarding their credit. And just you listening to this show, I applaud you because it's putting you in the right direction for wanting to discuss credit and finances, and that's the beginning for you.
I just thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to even sit and talk today here on Making It Last radio show. We will definitely have to have you back. Maybe we can have you back before they use all these credit cards for the holiday season.
That sounds great, Pamela. That's perfect, yes.
I do thank you. I really do thank you for joining us. And you guys, I will put all of Jeannie's information in the box on the show page. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook and Still Dating My Spouse. Twitter is Dating My Spouse. And I'll tag her and give you some more information in regards to just all these fitness that she has shown today. I do thank you, Jeannie. Have a great day. And we
thank you, Pamela.
Thanks for having me on. Yes, ma'am. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You guys, what a great conversation I just had with Ms. Kelly. I am really hate that she wasn't able to give us a full hour of her time. She has a really busy schedule, but as she stated, you can definitely find her on her website, JeanieKelly.net. But I wanted to share some more, you know, just talk a little bit more about finances. And I wanted to leave you with three main questions that you, especially if you are thinking about getting married, some of the things that you guys really need to talk about. And for those of you that are already married, these are questions that you can talk about now and how you can get your money management skills aligned so that you guys can start building a healthy financial marriage in history. So the first thing is definitely think about how compatible is your credit. How does your credit match up with your husband or wife, your spouse? How you handle your finances and your credit will say a great deal about how mature you are financially and in life. It just goes to show just how seriously you take paying your bills, how serious you are in managing your finances. The next thing you may want to talk about is how will you guys plan as a couple to handle debt and credit? Yeah, I know you're thinking, we're going to just pay our bills. We're just going to pay our bills. That's a good thing. Definitely pay your bills. But there is a really good chance that you guys are going to enter marriage with some type of credit history, with some type of debt. So make sure that you guys discuss how you both view your current debt and a future debt and create a plan of how you will together handle your credit. it is so important that you both have this conversation together. Each put in and devise the plan, put in what means the most to you, how you like to do things, and work this plan together. You also, the next thing is, do you have a plan to work on your finances as a couple? As I stated before, you know, financial issues are number one of the most fought topics in marriages. Most people that you hear talk about the reasons that they are not speaking to their spouse or they have divorced their spouse is over money. It's over the lack of communication in discussing how money will be handled in the marriage. So it is so important. I know I've said it throughout this conversation. It is so important that you guys create together a plan, a family plan, a family finances plan, a plan for the family finances, however you want to word it. I just need you guys to do it. Create a plan on how you're going to handle the finances, the current, the past, and the future. Because if you don't handle the past, it's going to affect your future. And if you don't take care of the current now, you won't be able to take care of the past and live and have something for the future. So take the time now. Take the time now to talk about the finances. It's never too late. As Ms. Kelly said, time heals all wounds, and it also heals credit woes. So true. Eventually, things does get better, but you got to be persistent in it. You got to be intentional with it. You have to put forth that effort and making things better. Don't just say it happened in the past, it's just who I was, I'm not going to worry about it. Because just as soon as you guys decide to make that major purchase, it's going to come back and say, hello, hello, I know you thought you forgot about me, but here I am. So what you going to do about it now? Don't let that happen to you. Don't wait until it's something that you really want and you really need to get done, and then you're having to backtrack. Let's go on and devise a plan. Let's go on and take care of that. Pull your credit report. You get free credit reports. Call Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. Make sure you get all three of your credit reports, because the thing is, each one have different things on it, and you don't want to think that you have taken care of one. You've seen one and you've seen them all. So get all three of your reports. Take the time, get your report, get your spouse report. You guys set aside some quiet time, some unplugging from the internet, the TV, all of that. Get the report, get your pen, get your paper, get your highlighter, and just go through it, comb through it, take your time, go through it. If you see anything that is not yours, that is reported incorrectly, report it immediately to all. It is so important that you guys take control over your financial health so that it doesn't cause a disagreement. It does not cause a hiccup in your marriage. Use this as a learning tool and a connecting tool and a building tool for you and your spouse to become one in this financial thing. Money is what we need. It makes the world go round, and it definitely helps when we want to do things in our marriage. So make sure you do what you need to do. I'm just happy that you joined me here today. I'm glad that I was able to bring this conversation to light. I hope that you continue the conversation on once the call is over with. I definitely want you to do that. I also want you to join me next week, same time, same location, right here for the midday conversation on Making It Last. Next week we're going to have a great conversation about transitioning I ever to happen is transitioning is what we're going to talk about. Follow me on Twitter. I am Dating My Spouse. Follow me on Facebook and Still Dating My Spouse. I appreciate you guys. This is Pamela King telling you guys happy, happy 4th of July. Until next time.
About marriage, love, and dating. It's all about connection, commitment, and consistency. Make sure you join us here at the same time, same place next week when I offer you another great conversation with some great guests. Until next time, remember to date your spouse, open up the lines of communication, and just enjoy yourself. This is Pamela on Making It Last.